in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Sierra Ashley. Hello, Sierra.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Doing well. It's a beautiful name. Beautiful name.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, a pleasure. Where do you live? Where are you from?
I grew up in Westchester. I'm from Somers, New York, and now I live in South Salem.
How did music begin for you? Early age, or were you a late bloomer?
Early age, for as long as I could remember, to be honest. My dad's a musician. He's actually my guitar player. He's been writing and recording and producing all around the Northeast for over 30 years. So I was that little kid that kind of sat in on his studio clients and just listened in and asked to, you know, sing some background music or just gather everything I could. So I've always been around it. And then I started taking piano lessons when I was about 4 or 5 and singing ever since then. It's really just been a part of my life forever.
Well, you must have enjoyed taking music lessons because you teach music, right?
That's right. Yep. I teach piano and I teach vocals. I love teaching kids, adults, beginners, advanced. It's so much fun.
Well, why is that? Why do you enjoy teaching music?
Seeing that connection in someone's eyes when they finally learn the song, or, you know, they did their homework and they want to show me, or they're so proud and excited. Even just a few months ago, I performed with one of my students and we played for her parents, and she was just so excited and thought it was so cool. You know, I had some great piano teachers and a couple vocal teachers throughout my life too, and it's so fun to just give back and build that connection and just see how excited they get about music.
And you're also in marketing. You have a marketing business, don't you?
I do, yep. I work full-time at a marketing company in the pharmaceutical world. That's my friend's joke. I kind of have two lives. And I also have my own company that I just formally opened last year, SB Communications. So it's freelance marketing, everything from social media to advertising and public relations, websites. I kind of tie that into my music career, too.
You know, it sounds like when you find something you love, it seems like you want to share it. You really dig in. You learn about music. You want to teach music. You learn about marketing. You want to start your own company, right?
Yeah, I love that. I've never really thought of it that way. But yeah, I mean, my whole family is very entrepreneurial. I've always loved, you know, starting my own companies or businesses and being able to help other people.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Sierra Ashley. Well, let's get some advice from an expert in marketing, you, Sierra Ashley. If somebody is listening and wants to get into music, what's the best marketing advice you could give them?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think don't underestimate the brainstorming step. Figuring out what you want your brand to be, what you want your, you know, whether you're a singer or a musician or whatever you are, what do you want to share with the world? What do you want your website to look like? What do you want people to think about you? And really thinking about what message you're trying to portray, and then get into your Instagram and your website and your flyers and all that. Because so many times I've seen things just kind of be mishmash, and I think it's really important for someone to say, oh, that looks like, you know, so-and-so's flyer. Or, oh, I saw that the other day, you know, hanging up. And it's just cohesive and memorable. I mentioned I've been singing for a long time, kind of doing backups or teaching or kind of being in the background. And just over the last year, I've really tried to promote myself and my own music career and kind of being that front woman and being that face. And I've been thinking about it for a long time. You know, what do I want to do? Do I want to do covers, originals? Who do I want in my band? And I'm just kind of getting past that brainstorming phase. So it definitely takes time.
Speaking of which, is your live show mostly originals or covers?
It's a good combination of both. You know, I always take into account what the venue is. So I love doing, you know, sing-along classics that people know and can, you know, mimic the words.
That's great marketing, by the way. Know thy audience.
That's true.
Read the room, I think comedians always say, right? Read the room.
Exactly. Read the room.
Let's talk about the song Simple Life, the one we're going to hear. Now, you didn't write this song, right?
Right. So my father, Doug Brown, wrote this song, as well as my godfather, Otto David. Phenomenal song. I've been listening to this song since I was growing up. A couple different singers came in and out of the studio and performed this song, and I've always loved it. And I've been playing it out live, and it's just a classic. I love seeing people sing along with it, and I'm proud to kind of bring it back to life again. So there's a couple, you know, little licks in there, some chords that are a little bit different. So it's cool to see how it's become my own.
Sierra Ashley, do you have shows coming up soon in the Hudson Valley?
I do. November 14th, we're playing at Foley's in Pleasantville, New York. Playing at Angry Orchard Cidery in Walden, New York on December 16th from 1 to 4. I'm super excited about that one. We also have a couple surprise shows coming up. So take a look at my Facebook. It's facebook.com/Sierra Ashley Music.
Hey, good luck with everything you do, Sierra. I know you're very busy. I won't keep you any longer. In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight, Sierra Ashley. Here is the song Simple Life at 100.7 WHUD. Have a great time and best of luck.
Thank you so much. Take care.